I could ride down to Jeff Davis Turnpike right now, where all the trailer parks are, and I could buy a trailer for $1,000 and have it sold by next weekend for more than $1,000 with a monthly income for 39 months. No, I can't, because I've done it 50 times.
What you're about to hear is an incredible interview I did with a gentleman named Alan Miller. And what he has done is he's gone from dead broke to making $7,000 to $10,000 a month buying and reselling low-end trailer homes. In the next 50 minutes, you'll hear in detail exactly how he's done it, how he got to the place where he is, and I think you'll really enjoy an incredible interview and some incredible information on how to make money doing this very little known business, buying and reselling trailer homes. Enjoy the interview.
Hello.
How's everything going?
Fine.
Okay, good. I was running a little late. It was my son's first day at school, so we had the first day at school ceremony.
Yeah, wow.
I was telling my wife, first day of many years. You've got probably kids grown up already, huh?
No kids.
No kids at all, okay. Are you married?
No wife.
No wife, no kids.
Just a broken heart.
A broken heart. Were you ever married?
No.
Well, you know what? There's some advantages to that, believe it or not.
Well, yeah. I'm going to get married soon, I'm sure.
How old are you?
41.
You're 41. Okay, yeah, you got plenty of time.
No, it's time.
It is time?
I'm tired of chasing it.
Yeah. Probably pretty rough, huh?
You need a wife, a partner.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, you know how I found mine? I put an ad in the paper.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some incredible internet services for meeting women. Some of my single friends, they're dating all the time. My sister's a pro at it. She hadn't met anyone.
Really? I'm getting into it now.
Okay, great. Well, I am recording, so you know that. And let's just shoot the shit and let's see what you got going. I remember when I talked to you, you bought some stuff from me, some Bill Myers stuff. Didn't you?
Yes. I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't watched it yet? Okay. He's great.
I know. That's why I bought it. I've been after him.
Tell me, Alan, when we were talking, you told me that you were doing something with mobile homes.
What I do, for a number of reasons, it's kind of like paper trading in the stock market. This is like paper trading real estate. It's not really real estate, but it's so little money that it's equivalent to paper trading. You buy an old, beat-up, bottom-tier mobile home.
Now, when we say mobile home, anyone listening, we don't want to get confused with motor home like a Winnebago.
No.
A mobile home is a trailer.
Trailers for sale. Yeah.
Are they usually in a trailer park?
Yes, mine always are.
Are there mobile homes that aren't in any kind of parks?
Yes, but then you have to buy the land.
Okay, you got to buy the land. So a trailer park, the park owner owns the land. The person who rents out the mobile home, even if he owns it, he may own the home, but he pays a rental to the owner of the land.
Yes, and the owner of the land then pays the water and sewer and taxes and makes a profit.
Does the renter or the person who owns the home on the land also pay part of that water and sewer?
No, not usually, although some do, but most don't, because there's no way to individually meter the trailers. Now, some trailer parks have gone to a number of lots there and divide the water bill because it gets out of hand when people don't have to conserve by paying themselves.
All right, before we get into what you do with these things, how many of them are there around the country?
Thousands, probably millions.
Most people think when they hear trailer parks, they think a tornado has always hit those things.
Right.
Why is that?
I think it's because of the low-lying areas that they're in. The old joke around here in Virginia, although we're not West Virginia, I want to make that clear, is how are a tornado and a divorce in West Virginia similar?
How?
Somebody's going to lose a trailer.
That's funny. So it's because they're more in low-lying areas.
I think so.
So there's hundreds of thousands of these things all over the country.
Oh, clearly. Typically a town, the south or the eastern part of the town, 99% of towns, that's where the lowest income people live. And that's where you're going to find a lot of trailer parks and a lot of trailers.
So the type of people, the demographic living in these things, what would you classify them as?
They're on the bottom of the totem pole.
They're able to have a home,
yes,
but not a real home on land. They're able to rent a home, basically.
Yes.
And so what do you do with these things? How do you make money with them?
Okay, what I've done is because they're so inexpensive and because these people have no credit and generally not a lot of money, you go in and buy a mobile home. In my area, and I'm sure in most other areas, Well, the first one I bought was $1,200, and I sold it 2 days later for $1,200 down and $100 a month for 39 months. That was the first one.
How long ago was the first one?
3 years ago.
How'd you get into it? What even started this thing?
I had read and sent for and paid for and gone to seminars of just about every investment, especially real estate course that there was. From $7,500 to $199 to $29.
And you were a seminar junkie.
Yeah.
You were just looking for something to work.
The paralysis of analysis. And then I was reading some quotes. I love quotes, and I'll never forget this quote. I don't even know who said it. I'm not sure that I read it. It might have been said. But it said, to know and not to do is not to know. It kind of pissed me off. So I woke up one morning kind of hungover, in a bad mood, and dissatisfied with everything in general. And I knew where the worst trailer park in town was here in Richmond, Virginia, is on Government Road. So I rode over there in my old pickup truck, and lo and behold, there was a sign in one of the trailers for sale. I stopped, the guy came out, and I said, hey, I noticed your for sale sign. He said, $1,200, not a penny less. So I immediately bought it.
What did it look like? Was it a dump?
No, I didn't do anything to it. I didn't have to do anything to it, although I painted with some kill stain type paint the kitchen.
Did you go in and look at it before you bought it?
Just barely.
You knew at that price you could do something with it?
I said, you know, I'm going to take $1,200, and if I throw it out the window, it won't hurt.
Complicated to buy it?
It's personal property. It's not even real estate.
It's like a car.
A permanent foundation, and none of them in a trailer park are on a permanent foundation. So it's just a title, just like a car. It's personal property. So they have a title. He had the title, and I had the $1,200. He signed it over to me. I handed him the cash, and he left.
So it's no harder to buy a trailer than it is a car.
And probably easier.
Probably easier, or any other kind of TV set. It's personal property. You gave him the money, he gave you the trailer, then what? Did you have to check to see if he was up on his rents and stuff?
I didn't. I should have. I did ask him. I didn't check with the park owner.
And how much was he paying per month on that trailer?
The lot rent on that trailer park is one of the highest, unfortunately. That was $215 a month.
So you bought it, you gave him the money, he said see you later, and you now own a trailer?
Yes.
All right, then what?
Well, then I found the park manager, who was especially hard to deal with, lived at the trailer park, and had an attitude, and had a little power. But anyway, I paid the lot rent for the month, and I started painting. This woman came by, and I got $1,200 down in 39 months of $100 a month. And while I was fixing that one up, the guy across the street said, well, I want to sell this trailer.
Okay, so when you were fixing up, a woman came by interested in buying it.
Yes.
And you sold it to her for the $1,200 and $100 a month.
Yes.
So that $100 a month was all net after whatever paint you put on it.
Right.
So when you did that, did you have to structure a rental agreement?
Structured a promissory note, a sales agreement, a bill of sale, and I've refined all those so that now they're really tight and really strong. At the initial stage, people will sign anything, but don't try to go back even an hour later with anything because they'll question everything. But at the beginning, it's the honeymoon, and they'll sign anything.
They signed it, and so how'd you feel after that first deal?
Oh, sky high. I said, man, this is unbelievable. I can't even calculate my rate of return hardly because I really didn't have $1,200 in it for a day.
Right. What? Now, you said that the manager was giving you a hard time. What did you need from her after you bought it? Why was she giving you a hard time?
She wasn't giving me a hard time. She was just playing the role of big shot with me.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't giving me a hard time, and I did everything that she asked for because I didn't know any differently, and she wasn't asking for anything unreasonable. It's just she was unpleasant, and I had no cards.
Okay, so you being the new owner of that, you're going to have to deal with management, whoever lives in these places, right?
Yes.
Because they have to register you as a new owner?
Yes, and you have to sign a lot lease.
And you have to sign a lot lease.
Right.
So did you sign the lot lease after you did the deal, after you owned it?
I signed it. I had already signed the lot lease before I resold it.
But you did that after you bought it?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't have to deal with management to buy one. You can buy one from anyone, then you deal with management.
Well, it depends. I have a trailer park now, and I make it so that I have to approve all the sales.
Okay.
So it's really a good idea to talk to management, and they can tell you a lot of stuff about the trailer.
Yeah.
And the people in it and the situation that
what's going on
that you're trying to buy it from.
All right. We'll get into that. Okay. So you bought and sold your first one. You were sky high. Then what?
Then the guy across the street said, well, I want to buy mine. I was out of money.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted $1,000, and it was more of a fix-up. So I said, well, would you take $500 now and 545 days? He said, yes. And I said, well, what am I going to do with $500?
Mm-hmm.
So I scrambled and put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made my first mistake.
What was it?
I decided to try to fix a trailer up so it would be in A1 condition.
Mm-hmm.
So I could resell it.
Okay.
Big mistake.
Why?
Because if you sell them as is, if you want $1,500, you say, look, it's $2,000, but if you'll do the repairs, it's $1,500.
Okay. I want to thank you for listening. This is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. If you want to get in touch with any of the people we interview, please email me at Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. That's Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. H-A-R-D as in dog, TOFINDSEMINARS.com.
That way, because if you make the repairs, they may never be satisfied with them.
Right.
And if they leave without making all the payments, you're going to get a trailer back if you made the repairs, probably in worse repair than you gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you do it the other way, where they make the repairs and you give them a discount by inflating the price originally, you might get the trailer back in better condition, but they'll never complain about the repairs because they're responsible for it.
That's right. They'll do the repairs.
Yes.
That's smart. That's rule number one. Never do repairs. Always buy as is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
With some notable exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
The plumbing and the electrical, I found that if I try to sell a trailer to some people with the plumbing and electrical not operable or in good repair or
mm-hmm.
functional,
mm-hmm.
they never can seem to make it happen.
Okay.
They don't have the contacts, or they can't get it done.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that.
And then they try to live in there, and they have no water, and they have no electricity. And if it goes too far and the trailer gets condemned, then you have to have an engineer
mm-hmm.
okay the trailer.
Okay.
They haven't invented an engineer yet that's going to okay an old trailer for occupancy.
Right. Okay. So you never want to let it get to that point.
Yeah, you've got to have it so that the utilities work. But as far as holes in the walls, broken windows, and needing paint, and needing carpet, forget it.
Okay. So how long? Okay. So you bought it for you got $500 together. How long you fixed it up, and then how long did it take you to sell it?
That afternoon, a guy came through.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I bought it from wanted to back out because we had it on deal on paper, but I hadn't given him the $500.
Okay.
So I sold it to a guy for $1,500 down, and gave the guy $1,000 real quickly.
Okay.
But then I had to go to work making repairs, and didn't know what I was doing. I can't make repairs myself. I had to hire someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I had to know everything about the trailer. Let me see how the joists are, and how the plywood, and what type, and
mm-hmm.
what about the cabinets, and what about the... You don't need to know any of that.
Nah.
And the less about it you know, the better, because it'll just take your time.
Yeah. The bottom line is someone needs a roof over their head.
Yes.
And are most of these people in pretty desperate situations?
Well, not all of them, but these first two were.
Okay.
And I didn't know any better.
Okay.
Then I went across town. This was in the east part of town. Then I went to south side.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a trailer. If you ride through a trailer park looking for trailers for sale, you probably won't see many.
Okay.
You got to get out, talk to the tenants, hey, who's thinking about moving,
mm-hmm.
and act like maybe you're going to move in.
Okay.
You know, dress that low-key and drive something that low-key
mm-hmm.
and become one with the trailer park.
Okay.
Then, like,
mm-hmm.
And because if you go in there with any other attitude, like you're going to be buying trailers and renting them out, they resent that.
Right.
Because they're the have-nots.
Okay.
So anyway, I got a trailer in there, and then it dawned on me, you know, I'm not making enough per month.
Did you buy your third one? You bought one?
I bought my third one.
Yeah, how much?
$1,000.
And how'd you find out about it? Just talking to someone?
Just talking to someone there in the trailer park.
And someone was ready to sell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but now I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. All these people, everybody's hot button is rent to own.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like they're going to be an owner. It's better than rent.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, it's better to think that your money is going towards purchase.
Right.
All right, so I wanted to tie into that from my real estate courses.
Okay.
So I said, wait a minute. Forget about the price. Forget about talking to these people about price. Let's concentrate on them owning it and a monthly payment.
Okay.
Kind of like a rent-to-own center does. You know, they don't talk about the price. They say, hey, for $25 for the next 100 years, you can own this washer.
Right.
So I said, the prevailing rent is $500, $550, you know, for the trailers that are being rented.
Okay.
So the lot rent on this trailer park was $195.
Mm-hmm.
So that left me $300 to go up to $495, which was below what people were renting trailers for.
Okay.
And they could put $1,000 down, pay me $300 a month, and after 3 years, I made it 39 months, but I said just a little over three years, like a car payment, you'll own the trailer. To think back 3 years and all the rent payments you've made, and you don't have anything but rent receipts.
But do these people know that that they could actually go out and buy a trailer for $2,000?
They do, but they don't have $1,000. They don't have the discipline. There's a reason people are in trailer parks.
Yeah.
And typically it's drugs and alcohol.
Okay.
And they can't hold a job, and they make money, and they're dealing this, that, and the other, and they're doing odd jobs, and they're, you know, buying a car and reselling it. But there's a reason they're there.
Okay.
They even know at Rent-A-Center what the price is after they see everything.
Right.
But they know they don't have $1,500 for the big screen TV.
Okay, but instead of paying a rent, they could pay a payment and own the thing after 3 years.
Yes.
And they also will probably treat it a little bit better.
Yes.
Okay.
And you get your $1,000 down.
And you get your $1,000 down, the same as, yeah, okay.
Now you don't have to talk about the price, because 39 months times 300
mm-hmm.
with $1,000 down, now you've got a 1965 trailer that you sold for $12,000, $13,000, $14,000.
Yeah, $11,700 for 39 months at 300.
For 39 months at 300
mm-hmm.
plus $1,000 down.
Yeah.
See.
So you just financed it, and you sold the trailer home that you bought for $1,000 for $13,000.
Right. And I have no money in it because I paid $1,000 and I got $1,000 down.
I got you. All right. Now, is that what you did with the third one?
That's what I did with this third one.
Now, how did you find your buyer on the third one?
Well, I actually ran an ad in the Trading Post.
Mm-hmm.
A little, you know, penny saver.
What did it say?
Well, it's just no credit. $1,000 down, $4.95 a month, including lot rent, water and sewer, rent to own.
Okay.
Two bedroom, 1.5 bath.
How many calls did you get on it?
Swamped.
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 Did you hold on to these people's names?
No. Because they're impulse. I mean,
yeah, they are impulse. I agree.
I would, and for a while I did, but you know, if you have a trailer and you structure it like this,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to call anybody back.
You'll never have a problem.
Yeah, you won't have a problem. There's something about the dynamics of them calling you versus you calling them.
I agree.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
So you just run a new ad, big deal. It's 4 weeks for $10.
And that goes in what section of the paper?
Under a mobile home.
Okay.
Section.
In that section, did you see other ads structured that way?
Some, but very few.
Very few.
Very few.
Okay, let's move on to the next deal, the fourth one.
Let's see, the fourth one, I actually I bought this trailer for $700, but it had to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot in the same trailer park, so I had to get a guy to move it, which cost $250.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have $950, but it's not set up on, it's not set up on block. It's not, well, the water and sewer is not connected. The electricity is not connected. And so that takes time and money.
Right.
And I didn't do but maybe two more since then.
Okay.
Because of the aggravation of it.
Okay.
And because I bought a trailer park shortly thereafter.
Okay.
But they just kept on rolling about like that. And the girl that I did this third one with, after about 6 months, she just skipped out.
Okay.
So I immediately ran another ad and got I got $1,500 down in the same deal.
Okay. That
about a year.
Uh huh.
And then I did it again.
That lasted a year. They skipped out, and then you did it again.
Yes.
So you did it with the you sold the same trailer three times.
Yes.
Gotcha. And that was never really a problem.
Never really a problem. I went to the park manager and I said, look, nobody's living in it. I'm gonna clean it up and secure it. I'm running an ad. And he gave me a break on the lot rent.
Okay. So the payments were coming to you?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of hassles? Were there any hassles? Either you got the payment or you didn't.
Yes.
Did you have to chase money?
Sometimes I did, and I still do today up until about the last couple months. And that's the biggest tip I could give anyone.
The biggest tip is what?
Don't try to manage it yourself.
Okay.
Don't be the manager.
Don't be the...
You're also the owner, and they know it.
I got you.
And the dynamics change when they're talking to the decision maker. Or somebody that just says, I'm just doing my job.
Okay. So did you have someone managing it?
I do now.
Okay. So let's... All right. So you soon after you did four deals, you decided you may want to just buy the whole trailer lot, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell me, how did that become about, and what brought you to that?
Made a flyer where I gave a bonus for anybody that told me about a house that I could buy at the right price and terms. If I ever bought it, I'd pay $1,000. I've only done that, paid it out twice, but I've gotten a lot of leads. And they said, well, this trailer park up here is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how much? And they said $22,000. $22,000 seems awfully cheap. Yeah, the husband died, and it's the wife, and she's just tired of fooling with it. And it had 35 lots on it.
Wow, and they had all trailers, everything.
Not all the lots had trailers.
Okay, but it had 35 lots.
And 35 lots.
And would you have owned the land?
I'm buying the land.
You'd be buying the land.
It's about an acre of land.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I didn't have $22,000.
Okay.
But I entered into a contract immediately, and eventually got them down to $16,000.
Okay.
So I went to an insurance agent, buddy of mine, and told him that I wanted to buy the trailer park for $22,000.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the $22,000, and I paid them $16,000, and I just forgot and put the other $6,000 in my pocket.
Okay.
Now I had 25 trailers. The lot rent was $125.
Mm-hmm.
So
for whoever wanted to live there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the lowest one around was really $195 across the street.
Okay, so that was a pretty good deal.
So I went ahead and raised the lot rent to $225.
And then you were going to sell those homes like you did those first, that third one.
Right, but now I have 25 lots that are paying me $225 a month.
Oh, gotcha. So there were 25 people already on there.
Yes.
Okay, so you raised it. Now they're paying you $225 a month?
Right. And since then, I've raised it to $255.
Okay.
So anyway, that's...
And what was your cost on the monthly? Like, what were you... You paid $22,000 for it, but what was your expense per month?
I paid the guy back at $600 a month.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Oh, it's a home run.
So you had 25 lots?
Yeah, I have 35 lots, 25 trailers, and then I bought 8 of the trailers to a guy that owned 8 of them that didn't want to be... When I increased the lot rent that much, it blew his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you were pulling in just $5,000 net.
Yeah.
Just after you bought it.
Yeah,
it's $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Alan.
Oh, tell me about it.
And then since then, you've got how many more on there? You've got now 30 what?
I've filled it up.
So how many total?
35.
All right, so you got...
Talking to a guy now about, he wants to buy it, and I didn't think he was serious, and but I told him $210,000, which is a lot less than it's worth,
mm-hmm.
from the income it's producing, and he's seriously considering it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I own 11 of the trailers now.
Right.
I sell them to him for a couple thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 10 times your money in about a year and a half, plus the money that I made owning it.
Right.
And then I can go do houses, you know, without having to borrow money to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ask anybody, is it okay? Go check this one out. Do you approve?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm just over the moon. I mean,
that's incredible.
Anybody that wants to get their first foot on the ladder. And now I could go buy a trailer. I mean, I believe in trailer parks, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nicer ones.
Mm-hmm.
But even these cheapies, it's just whatever level you're at. Now I waste from inefficiencies and not wanting to bother with stuff more money than I like to admit. 3 years ago, I'd have been screaming at me because I would have wanted to pick up all the crumbs.
Right, right.
I used to be like the sea lamprey that follows the great white shark.
Right.
And when he attacks something, they get all the little pieces.
Yeah.
But now, it's, you know, I can go get the bigger pieces. I don't want to mess with the smaller pieces anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to do it all over again, I'd be right back buying $1,200 trailers.
Well, you got to start from the beginning.
Yeah. And heck, if you get 10 or 15 or 20 of them, and it's not a problem because you don't have any money tied up in them.
Right.
And then you're making $200 or $300 on each one.
Let me ask you, what about insurance and stuff like that? You know, what kind of responsibilities do you have owning the trailer park?
Okay, well, on the trailer park, I have a liability policy that costs me about $1,500 a year.
That's not too bad. That's it?
Not too bad at all.
Uh-huh.
And it just covers my butt. And then I put it in a trust and let a limited liability company own it and did all the fancy footwork on that.
Okay.
But, you know, $125 a month when you're bringing in $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month, it's just, you know, it's like, you know, they collect the trash, it's $120, the water bill is $600, who cares?
Do you deal with all those people?
No, I don't anymore. I used to. It took all my time.
Okay, so you got someone to manage it?
Got somebody to manage it.
All right, how do you find a manager to handle?
Okay. Just about any real estate company will manage residential real estate for 6% in my area.
Mm-hmm.
This is a trailer park, and everybody, you know, looks down on a trailer park and trailer trash and all the jokes, tin can alley, and you know, trailer park trash, and
right.
I can't argue with them. But the point is, they want more to manage it.
What do they want to manage?
I pay them 10%.
Okay.
They don't go collect. They have an office, bulletproof glass, because they have a bunch of slum property.
Mm-hmm.
And the way my lease is, the lot rent is $305, but if you pay on the first or before, it's $255.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't pay on the first, now it's $305, and on the fifth is a $25 late fee. And invariably, I pick up that $50 discount that I offer and a late fee on four or five of them.
Okay.
But they got to go by that office by the first and pay, or they just send, or this management company just sends a notice filed through the court with the pay or quit, you know, to come to court. And if they don't come to court, we get possession again of the lot and the trailer, okay,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, resell it. And get those people out.
So
they have to come and pay the late fees and the court calls.
Yeah, so your life changed. Once you got a management company, you paid them this stupid 10%, you don't have the headache.
At all. And it was a big mistake to go collect as the owner, because they'd all come out with problems.
Right.
Other than paying me rent.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So if someone was to look for a management company, what do you look in the yellow pages under management company?
What you do is you want to ask around who manages a lot of properties. Every city's going to have somebody that's famous.
Right.
For managing a whole bunch of apartments in the south or east part of the town.
Right.
And it might be hard to find them if you ask around.
Okay. So you didn't. So there was no manager on the property. The property's there, and there's a management company, and it's all done through the mail.
Right. Because of the size of it, I don't want to use one of the lots.
Right.
Mind the lot at $255 times 12 months plus maybe a trailer payment. It's an expensive, you know, and I don't want to be there anyway.
Right. So the other eight trailers, talk about what you did with those. Since the 25 original ones, there were people living in them already.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask, if someone moved out of one of the 25, did you try and do your sell deal where you put an ad in the paper to sell it, to buy to own?
Oh, absolutely.
And that was the whole one.
I buy from people that move out all the time. They get a couple of months behind on lot rent with the late fees. That's $600-$700.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to move out. You know, if I end up getting the trailer for free or for $300, and then there's always somebody that, you know, wants it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
This opportunity is available probably for anyone in any town or any city in the country.
It absolutely is.
And it doesn't sound like it was too difficult. It was the biggest thing it sounds like you overcame was your just confidence level.
Yes, absolutely. It's just the confidence. The deals around, I could ride down to Jeff Davis Turnpike right now, where all the trailer parks are, and I could buy a trailer for $1,000 and have it sold by next weekend for more than $1,000 with a monthly income for 39 months. No one can, because I've done it 50 times.
Wow. When we had talked, I mean, we talked, you know, when I had called you several times and you told me what you were doing, I mean, you've got really a system that is like a license to print money.
Really, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm printing money. When I get them to sign that promissory note, I have basically printed money because there's a guy in town that will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a promissory note for $12,000,
mm-hmm.
depending on how good or bad the person's credit is.
Right.
He'll pay me 50 to 60%.
Right there.
Right on the spot.
Do you do that often?
I've only done it once.
And that's like a bank. I mean, that's what banks do. They buy paper.
I print money.
They buy promissory notes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. A mortgage on a house is nothing but a promissory note, isn't it?
Yeah. Secondary market is huge for mortgages. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
So you can spend a week, go buy 10 homes, have 10 contracts with 10 promissory notes worth 150, you know, say 10 of them at $12,000, $120,000, and the next day go sell them for $60,000.
Yep.
That cost you maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Or 10.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't cost you anything because you get a down payment.
Oh, that's right. You get the down payment.
It doesn't cost you anything.
So when you meet with these people, where are you usually transacting the business?
Right on the hood of my car.
Okay.
That's why I like it so much better than real estate. Real estate, you've got to get the appraisal and the lender and the inspections and the termite and the property insurance and the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's,
this is real property. This is different ball game.
No, this is personal property.
Personal property.
So there's none of that. It's just a title.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mortgage. There's no, you're financing it. So if they have $1,000 and you only have 1,000 in it, guess what? They're approved.
Right.
Hey, I just talked to the loan officer at the bank. You're approved.
What percentage, when you're dealing in business, how much are you always dealing in cash? 90%, 100%? Do you accept payment?
Cash.
It's cash only.
Oh, no, when they pay their lot rent, they can pay, you know, with money orders.
Do you accept checks?
They don't have checks.
Yeah, that's true. These people don't have checks.
They don't have checks. One or two of them have checks.
So they go get a money order and they pay cash.
That's right.
Interesting.
It's great.
Wow.
No, John, it's great. But it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody, you know, wants to get this hands-on, and it's hands-on.
Let's talk about, you know, like I had a good buddy who had a trailer out here, and, you know, some of these things are pretty sharp. There's some beautiful trailer homes.
Yeah, but see, here's the deal. You buy a 20 or 30 year old trailer for $1,200,
mm-hmm.
and you can rent it for $495.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy a $50,000 house here in Richmond and rent it for not much more.
That's true.
And now I have a big mortgage payment, I have real estate to upkeep, taxes, property taxes, and I'm a lot more scrutinized.
Okay, so we're dealing in the bottom rung of the trailer market.
You're dealing so far at the bottom, there'll be no appreciation, but there'll be no depreciation.
Mm-hmm.
It'll always rent for $4.95 and go up every year.
Okay.
You can't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a tenant in a $50,000 house and they decide to have dogs and cattle and repair motorcycles, and don't laugh, it's all happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
They can depreciate a house, break out the windows, ruin the sheetrock, and now you do have major repairs and major money.
Mm-hmm.
There's hardly anything about a trailer that can't be fixed for $1,000.
Right.
Plywood floor, it's 2x4 walls.
Mm-hmm.
Ten. I mean, there's nothing to it. See, there's no downside, but there's no upside, but they're a cash flow machine because you can rent a trailer for almost as much as a low-priced house anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So in the trailer market, if you drive around town, there are some trailer parks that aren't going to be your market.
Oh, absolutely. The nicer ones.
The nicer ones.
Because they cost as much as a small house.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you'd rather have a $40,000 house than a $40,000 trailer.
Well, what percentage out of the trailers, like in your town, are the lower, the bottom end? Are there plenty of them, or is it
plenty of them? Plenty.
10 times more than the nicer?
At least 2 or 3.
Okay.
And here's what I was going to tell you about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am with those 11 lots in this trailer park that are vacant, and I'm going, now, damn, I've got to buy trailers, move them, get the permits, have them on the block, get the water and sewer, the electrical, and then have somebody move in them. That's going to take time and money and effort.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? So I go to these nicer trailer parks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to one of the property managers. Now, in the nicer trailer park, you have nicer managers, nicer people, nicer level.
Right.
Income. She says, well, we have 3 back here that are just too old for our park.
Mm-hmm.
They're highfalutin. And they're looking down at the older trailers. We're going to have to pay somebody to tear it down, take it to the dump, haul it away. We're going to have to pay about $1,700.
They want to get rid of the trailer.
Yeah, they want to get rid of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too old for their trailer park. They're trying to upgrade.
Okay.
So I walk in and say, well, because I know a guy will move it for $250.
I'll give you $300 for it.
Well, would you pay me $1,000?
To move it.
To move it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the guy to move it for $250.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a guy in a trailer park to hook everything up and put it on block for another $250.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a trailer for $500 that's ready to be sold. And, well, I put the other $500 somewhere.
Yeah.
And I have to go in my pocket.
And that's probably one of the nicest trailers now.
Yeah, that's one of the nicest trailers.
How many times, now you did that with your empty spaces?
That's what I did with all my empty spaces.
How many different nicer parks did you have to find to get to fill it up?
Three.
Three. Yeah. You just went in there and just talked around, talked to the management.
Yeah, well, what you say is that you're one of the guys that will, the older trailers, if they need to go be torn down and hauled away, you're one of the guys that does that.
Okay, you told them you're in the business of tearing down the old ones and hauling them away.
I'm not in the business of tearing. I'm in the business of disposing of your older trailers.
Gotcha.
Because you don't want to really lie to them.
Right. Okay. And they tell you what they got.
Yeah.
That, and it worked. Did it work every time?
Oh, every time. Because they pay me $1,000 or they pay somebody else $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good deal for them.
So
great deal for me.
So okay. So let's talk about the cost to hire. So who do you hire to go move a trailer?
Well, you just look under mobile home transport companies, and they range in price. And
What's the range in price?
Well, if you buy, the place that, where they sell the new ones, they charge up to just their Oakwood Mobile Homes, like National.
Mm-hmm.
They want $6,700 to move a double wide.
Mm-hmm.
And set it up on foundation. Now, these aren't double wides, of course.
These are single wides?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How wide is a single wide?
8, 10, 12 feet.
And how long are they?
60, 70.
Okay. Okay, so and that's all you're dealing in is single wide.
Absolutely.
Okay, double wide, a whole different ball game.
Yeah, and my lots are too small for them,
mm-hmm.
and you know, now the numbers don't work as well because they cost more, but you can't rent them for that much more.
Gotcha. Okay, so you got a single wide, and you find a guy. Some of these companies want. What about to move a single wide? Some of them will charge what, a couple thousand?
Some of them will charge $1,000 to move them, and some of them will charge as little as $250.
Do you think in any city you can find someone to move them for $250 or $300?
Absolutely.
How do they move them? Where do they put them on?
Well, that's the thing. See, even the tow truck record companies, some of their records are big enough. But they have an actual truck, I forget what they call it now, because I don't really use them that much, but it's actually made for hauling, for moving these mobile homes. They have hydraulics on them, and, you know, they're not like a wrecker. They, you know, just specially made for it.
Okay.
And but wreckers can do it, especially some of my smaller ones, the 50, 55-foot trailers. I've moved a couple of them with just a wrecker.
Okay, and there's no wheels on these things. They're actually picked up off the blocks.
Oh, no. No, these are wheels.
Oh, there's wheels on these things?
That's why it's personal property.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I didn't know there's wheels. On a double wide, there's no wheels, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's wheels on trailers?
They eventually take them off and put them on a permanent foundation. And make it look like a house, but that's how they move them.
Oh, they move them on wheels.
Yeah. They don't move it as a double wide. It splits in half.
Yeah, okay. I see. So when they're moving it, they put wheels on this thing. Yeah. Does it have axles built in?
Well, if it doesn't, they have dollies that they can put it on.
Okay, so it rolls like a car.
Yeah. And
you don't have to load it up on a flatbed or anything.
No.
I gotcha.
I want to thank you for listening. This is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. If you want to get in touch with any of the people we interview, please email me at Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. That's Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. H-A-R-D as in dog, TOFINDSEMINARS.com.
Okay, so the bottom line is, you shop around, do your homework, you can move one of these things for $250.
Yes.
Now, what comes with the move? Do they unhook it, hook it, and then hook it back up, or is that different?
No, they just move it.
They'll move it, and will they put it in the exact spot where it needs to go on the lot?
Within an inch of where you want it.
Okay, and then you got to call who to come hook it up?
Okay, well then you, every trailer park, most of them are blue-collar workers. I mean, they're going to be masons and carpenters and plumbers.
Who live in the place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the, and that's who you want to do the work. But don't do it as an offset of rent.
Mm-hmm.
Do it, you know, pay them cash.
Right.
And that's your cheapest way.
Mm-hmm. So you ask around who can do this,
who can put it up on blocks for me.
Okay, you never failed to find anyone.
Never. I mean, it's just too ordinary.
Well, once the moving company moves it, what does it take to set it up on blocks? You have to jack it up or something?
You jack it up and put a block under it, then you jack up the other part. I have two, I think, 4-ton hydraulic jacks, and that's all they use.
Uh-huh.
It's no big deal.
Okay. And now what about hooking up? Are you hooking up any gas or water?
Well, there's no gas to hook up, you know, as far as the gas line goes. It's a propane tank.
Oh, it's propane tanks. Okay.
Depending on how they heat and how they cook. Some
uh-huh.
gas stoves, and some of them have gas, you know, furnaces.
Mm-hmm.
But those are delivered by the gas company and filled by the gas company and paid for by the lot.
The tenant. Okay, what about water? Is there a hookup for water?
There's a hookup for water, and just about everybody in the trailer park but me can hook them up.
Okay.
And the sewer, the same thing.
Okay, so the sewer is basically a tube that goes from the toilet down into a sewer.
Yeah, it's just a sewer line, just like a house has.
So what are you paying for a guy to come get the, you know, get it on blocks and all that, $100?
$100 to put it on blocks, and usually they'll hook up the water and sewer when they do that. The only thing that's left in is Virginia Power, and there's always a guy there. Well, not always, but that, in fact, that's the hardest thing, because not everybody wants to fool or can fool with the electricity.
Oh, the electricity.
Yeah.
Now, how does that, is there a big plug that, how do you do that?
Well, I don't really know, you know, how to explain it, but everybody, seems to, you can eventually find whoever everybody uses.
Okay. What's that going to cost you to get the electricity?
Well, it depends on the guy. Yeah, I mean, I've had it done for as little as $75, and I've paid $200.
But the bottom line is, just like when someone moves into a house, they got to get their power turned on.
Sure.
And what about phone?
Well, that's on the tenant.
That's the tenant. Do most of these people have phones in there?
Well, nowadays, everybody's got the cell phone.
Okay.
So,
that's no big deal.
It's less and less of an issue now.
Okay. You can, if you go talk to some of the nicer trailer homes, and you say you're the guy in the business of disposing them, and you say, and you can negotiate it where you'll save them money to dispose of it, quote,
yes.
You end up getting a free trailer on your lot.
That'd be the safest way to do it.
Let's talk about any negatives. And obviously, there's the good and bad about everything. But what's the biggest pain in the ass with this business?
Well, the biggest pain in the neck was my temptation to rent the trailers rather than finance them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be a landlord. You don't want to have to be responsible for repairs. You're not going to get any extra money. 39 months of $300 is plenty to get on the deal.
Yeah, but you were tempted to rent and make more money.
Yeah, and to own them, but then you have the repairs.
And you're responsible because you're the owner.
And then they could call the city on you.
And it's not worth it.
Weeks and then, you know.
So you would stress, don't rent these things, don't own them,
no.
Buy them and sell them and let them own them.
But finance them.
But finance it.
Yeah.
Okay. You've been doing this, you said, that from the first time you bought your it didn't sound like you had too much money 3 years ago.
I had no money. I was living in a one-room apartment. All I had was that old pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
which I was afraid to open the driver's side door because the door might fall off.
Mm-hmm.
I was hungover that day.
Mm-hmm.
I drank too much. I had no money.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a pretty sight, and I was just fed up. I said, you know, this might be my last $1,200 for a while, but so what?
Mm-hmm.
And took it from there.
Did you have a J-O-B then?
No, I sold insurance. I had about $1,200 coming in, $1,200 to $1,500 a month coming in from group health insurance.
Okay.
And that just barely kept me alive and kept me in fear.
Okay.
It was a big problem.
So let's talk about today. What's your life like now?
Now, I've got $7,000 to $10,000 a month cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm set in a mobile home park that I hope to sell for $210,000.
Mm-hmm.
Let
me ask you, tell me about some of the seminars and when you first started, you know, educating yourself. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with educating yourself. Actually, it's probably imperative. Do you think you would have had the confidence to the point where you were even 3 years ago to do this without going to any seminars and without reading and studying?
Probably not, because you just can't. And you've got to have... It would have helped me so much if somebody had said, look, it's like the bobcat and the fox and the hounds are coming. The bobcat only knows how to do one thing, and that's run up a tree. So he does it instantly and is saved from the dogs. The fox has 15 different tricks and ideas. He pauses for a minute to consider which one, and the hounds are putting in his ears. So if somebody had just said, look, Alan, go to Government Road and buy a $1,200 trailer and resell it for $1,200 and 39 payments of $100. I did it, and you could do it. You just go do that. And that's your first one, and then do the next one.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had told me that, it took me 15 years of pondering and thinking and wondering.
And studying.
Studying and hoping and dreaming and, you know, will this work? And, nah, that bothers me. I can't. If they had just given me a blueprint, a simple cookie-cutter idea, and that's what this trailer park mobile home idea really is, and then a couple of promissory notes and the confidence to say, hey, here's the note I use, here's the contract I use, here's the agreement I use, here's the bill of sale, and here's, you know, it's not automatic, but, man, it works each time. It just would have been awesome.
Right.
Well, I mean, I finally did it, but, boy, I mean, somebody that follows what I'm talking about now with what I know and what I can supply in terms of the paperwork and confidence.
Right. Yeah, you got to have the blueprint, but what, and I think what you're saying, and I've told many people this, you just have to get off your ass and do it. You can sit there and study tapes and study real estate courses, but there is no substitution for movement.
Yep. And look around your city at some of the wealthiest men, and this is another motivator for me. And I look at them, and I talk to them, and I listen to them, and I think to myself, they're no smarter than I am in any way. They're more confident because they have more money. But they really aren't smarter, and they don't work harder. They're just willing to take a little bit of the risk to get over the hump. And that's when I just said, okay, I'm taking $1,200. Let's pretend like I've just lost it. I'm going to buy this trailer, and if I lose it, I've lost it.
Right.
And you just got to go do it.
So let's talk about if someone came over to your place right now and you took them in your car, you could most likely guarantee that you could have yourself a trailer. Let's say you left at 8 in the morning. Do you think you could have yourself own a trailer for $1,000 within the next few hours?
In a week. It'd be a slam dunk in a week.
Slam dunk in a week. Buy a trailer for about $1,000.
Yes.
And then resell it.
Yes.
With positive cash flow coming in for at least 36 months.
39, guys, we'll get those last three.
All right, 39 months. So on one trailer, you could, by the time the 39 months are up, you've netted in your pocket what?
You could either,
give me a low end.
I wouldn't do it for less than $200 a month now. Times 39, which is $7,800. And the $1,000 that you put down, you get back from the new buyer getting no money in.
Okay. So
let's go do it again.
So $7,800. Do you think it would be worth it if someone actually followed your direction and did exactly what you said, and you could absolutely, you know, take them by the hand and show them how to do this? Do you think it'd be worth a couple thousand for you to teach somebody how to do that?
I really do.
Okay.
I would have paid it.
Well, look, we talked about putting a course together, and we've given a lot of information right here. What other information do you think someone else would need to know if we put together a complete course to teach someone exactly what to do?
Here's what I needed to know. What I wanted to know. I wanted a guy to say, okay, go to Government Road and take a picture of the trailer you bought. Go to Government Road and take a picture of the road. Go to Government Road and take a picture of yourself and your truck and the whole trailer park. So I know exactly what you're talking about and how it felt and what it looked like. And then go to the next one. Here's the park. Here's the trailer. Here's my truck. Here's me. And, you know, this is where I went. This is the trailer I bought. Here's how much money I made. If that would have given me the confidence.
Could you do?
I sometimes wonder if you know, they're going to a nicer park or doing something that I'm not. Because I had no confidence at the time. I just couldn't make myself think that I could do it.
Where else can you find trailers like that for sale?
The laundromats all along this strip. Most of these people don't have a washer and dryer. And I've gotten some good tenants/buyers from putting up a little thing on the bulletin board in the laundromat. But there, and if you can, if you're at ease enough in your own skin to get out of your old pickup truck and just walk around and talk and say, hey, you know, what's it like here? I was thinking about maybe trying to rent or get a trailer. Try to get into the fabric and under the radar of a landlord to be, and so that you can find out what's really going on, you know, in that park, and who's got something for sale and who doesn't. Not everybody's going to be able to pull that off.
Right.
But I can.
Okay, that's great. I kind of got off the subject. Talk to me about, for 15 years, have you been studying seminars and stuff?
I used to stay up late at night and watch Making Money with Hal Mars and all the guys that came through, and I bought their courses religiously, and you know, assume FHA loans. I just never had enough money.
Mm-hmm.
He even put enough money down to be able to assume a loan. At least I thought it didn't.
Okay.
Now I realize that it really doesn't take money. It just takes 99% courage.
Yeah, it's confidence.
It really is.
But, you know, I tell people, you're not going to get that confidence for free. You got to pay your dues, and you got to do something to even get a little bit more confident.
Yes.
And that's the thing. There's no way you're going to get the confidence without doing anything.
You know, just break it down into its simplest step. That day, I really wasn't thinking I was going to buy a trailer, but I said, I'm going to be in the trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good first step. I'll be there.
Okay. You've put together, I'm sure, in your file drawers, you have every form that anyone would need to buy and sell a trailer, right?
Absolutely.
And you've got...
I even have a memorandum of agreement. I've got the promissory note, the sales agreement, the bill of sale, the memorandum of agreement.
Now, you didn't have these on your first deal, did you?
No.
So this was a process. Did you have some legal help in designing this, or did you do this on your own?
I did it on my own because I had all the other courses.
Okay.
And then I just started adding things that I wanted.
So you structured this thing. When you saw problems, you created agreements and contracts and whatever to solve these problems.
Yeah.
And
I took all the clauses and all the contracts that I've ever seen that had teeth in them,
mm-hmm.
and put them into one contract. My lot rental agreement is 7 pages.
Wow.
And I get them all to sign that, and it has clauses in there. I even got a clause in there, and they never read it. And that's why I say they'll sign anything. It says if for any reason the landlord, that's me,
mm-hmm.
decides at his sole discretion that the tenant/buyer is no longer desirable, they can be evicted immediately and without question.
Great.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and basically you have total control.
Total control. I just say you're no longer acceptable as a tenant buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but those are the kind of clauses that you just add over time. There's no, you know, master lease in the sky that you just pull all that.
Right. And if we do design a course for anyone listening, you'll include all those agreements?
Sure.
And the rights to use them?
Sure.
Okay, great. You talked about if someone had photos of the, you know, photos to show you what the trailer park looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
What other things would have given you the confidence to do it?
Consulting. If I could have called Alan Miller
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, I just went to a trailer park here in Charlotte, North Carolina, that I think might be like the one that you picture here that's on Government Road, but here's what happened, and I didn't get anywhere.
Okay.
And well, did you try this? Well, you know, go to another park, then maybe you learned, you know, that's not going to be the one.
Okay.
Kind of like sales. You've got to make some calls. You've got to have some at-bats.
Right.
And you got to swing and miss
mm-hmm.
before you're going to hit a home run.
So if you had a mentor, someone you could pick up the phone and talk to, that would have given you more confidence. If someone bought your course for a couple grand, would you be willing to give them some consulting?
Yes.
Anytime they needed a, you know, within reason, a
yes.
certain amount of hours, they can pick up the phone, call you, and let you know what's going on.
Yes.
Okay. That's great.
If I told you I had something that makes $70,000 net a year, and if I had capitalized it properly with a cap rate of 7 or 8 or 9, would be worth over $500,000, approaching $1 million, and it looked like what I'm going to show you.
You wouldn't believe it.
You'd die laughing.
It's almost like, you know, you think of the slumlords, you know, in New York City, how wealthy they are.
Oh, huge money. Huge money.
Video put together for somebody. We got the contracts and every form that they would need. And we've got consulting. And you probably have some old contracts that you've already filled out that we could photocopy, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Show people exactly how they're laid down?
Sure.
And we could probably put that on audio tape. I mean, I think it'd be pretty easy to teach somebody how to do this.
There's not only no money down, but it's no risk. You're not assuming any mortgage or taking...
And you're not dealing with real estate. You're dealing with property.
Yeah.
That's the angle.
You can buy and sell it on the hood of your car with no one else's approval.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no inspection. No. We don't like the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll put a new one on, $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't believe me. I don't tell people, for one thing, but the people that I tell, I say, how can I calculate this rate of return on this? I don't have any money in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Yeah.
All I do is print money.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, that's what's so great about money.
Oh, people go nuts.
You know,
I'm excited because I tell you, people will buy this.
Of course they will.
I mean, they will buy it big time.
Yeah.